On these the series of topics related to health and safety. Next week I will not be here, but we'll continue afterwards. So last week we discussed, bungee jumping and skydiving. Absolutely, David showed me this morning there was unfortunately a plane crash of 16 people who were going to go skydiving, and the plane just crashed. So it is quite a dangerous thing. But either way. Thank you. Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah. Did they bail out because they had parachutes?
Right. A team that they did not. Either way, so we're going to continue now with that topic of that which is dangerous, how a person, whether he should or not, endanger himself with regards to kidney donations. People do donate kidneys, people receive kidneys, and what is the thoughts of the monks of Poskim, whether such a thing is encouraged, is frowned upon. So there are a lot of different factors here. We're going to go through the various Poskim. Things to keep in mind is, obviously when a person is in the state of pikuach nefesh, the ill patient, so you have to, anything goes against, you violate halacha to save a person's life, other than the big three. You can't murder, you can't do avodah zarah, gilai raos, but everything other than that, you'd violate Shabbos, you violate all types of mitzvahs to save a person's life. So there's an individual who's very sick, his kidney failure, so pikuach nefesh is certainly of the utmost importance. At the same time, how far does a person have to go to save a person's life? Should a person endanger his own life to save another person? Is this called endangering a life? Is that called dangerous, giving up a kidney? How does one define it? One could also say that
when you donate a kidney, you're obviously doing it to try to save somebody else's life. Though. So you're really not doing it just for the sake of donating
a kidney. No, there's certainly a purpose to this. The question, how far does one have to go to save a person's life? Do you have to jump out of a plane to save a person's life, let's say? So how far does one have to go to save a person's life? What is considered dangerous? Also, you could weigh into the fact that, okay, a person with kidney failure could still live. They have something, Baruch Hashem, dialysis. So they could change their diet, go on dialysis. So how far do you have to go to make their life more normal, if you will? So these are various questions. Again, I'm not a doctor by any means, so I can't weigh in on those. But I'm going to just go through what the poskim have to share on this particular topic. So let's start with the Rambam in the first Mar Malkum. The Rambam in Hilchos Ratzeach Shmiras HaNefesh Perek Aleph. And here the Rambam writes, the general concept of saving a person's life, that kol ha-yachol lahatzil v'lo hitzil, a person who's able to save a person's life and does not do so, over al lo samor adam recha. He violates a mitzvah, a lo sasein in the Torah, that you cannot stand over your friend's blood, which means you cannot watch a person's life be taken. You have to save a person. V'chein haroa es chaveru tove bayam, a person, you see a friend drowning in the water, o listim barmalav, where he's being attacked by some bandits, o chayer roa barilav, where he's being attacked by some wild animal, v'yachal latzilo hu ba'atzman, I could save him, I could save the person, o she yiskur acherim latzilo, I could hire people to save this person, v'lo hitza, I don't save him, o sheshama goyim, I hear some goyim, o mosim mechashrim el ra, I hear some people speaking, they want to conspire, they want to try to do something to a person, a bad thing to another individual, to a friend of mine. O tomnin lo pach v'lo gila ozen chaver v'hodi, I don't let my friend know. O sheyod b'goy, o ba'onashu kobil ha-chaver v'yachol l'faiso, b'glal chaver l'hasir mashil b'lil l'faiso. Different things, you hear people construing some bad thoughts, bad plans to kill or injure or hurt a person. I don't reveal the plan, I don't save the person, I don't tell them about this. All different cases of just watching your friend either be killed or going through great pain. V'chol kiyotzi b'dvar me'elu, anything like this, ha'osa osam over al lo samor adam riach. In other words, there's a requirement in the Torah to protect a person, to save a person from any danger. That's the general klal, and one who does not do so violates lo samor adam riach. Now the big question is, how far does one have to go? How far do you have to go? Now, if let's say I know some mafia is planning to hurt, kill a friend of mine. And if I tell on him and I expose the mafia, I'm in danger. So is that something I should do? How far does one go to save a person's life? So the Kesset Mishnah number 2, he quotes the Agos Maimonios at the end, the last few lines in bold, who quotes from the Yushalmi. Kosev Agos Maimon Avar Lo Samod, one who violates this is Lo Samod. And the Yushalmi has a discussion, and the conclusion of the Yushalmi Masik, afil lahachnitz atzmo besofik sakana chayv. Even if that means that you're going to put yourself in a case of a doubtful, a possible danger, You still have to save that person. There's still an obligation to save a person, even though you are endangering yourself. Why, says the Kesemish? He gives the reason. Reuven is vada in sakana. I know there's a guy holding a gun to his head. If I try to defend him, I'm only suffix sakana. He's not attacking me. I might get myself in danger. I might not. I might be able to knock away the gun. But he's vada in danger. I'm only a suffix danger. And therefore, his life, which is in vadai, in danger, has to be protected against my suffix. That's the klal of the Kesem Mishnah. I could put myself in a suffix sakana to save one who's in vadai, case of sakana. So now the Rabbaz was asked a very interesting, a scary question. It's very hard to fathom this. But the Rabbaz was asked the following question. Sha'ila number 3. Sha'alta mimenu, you asked from me, the person sent him a Sha'ila. Odiyacha daiti. He wanted me to tell you, Amashri, so that which you saw written kasev, this is written from the Maharam Rikatni, the following. He wanted to know what my thoughts were on this psak. What was the psak? So you saw written, Imamar Harshalt only saw, let's say a police officer, a governor, some position of authority, told the Yid. A hard thing to imagine. Hanichli lekatet ever echad. Let me cut off one of your limbs, a finger, an arm, a hand. Shein chameis mimen. You won't die from this. Let me cut off a leg of yours, a limb. O amis Yisrael chavercha. I'm going to give you the following question. Either I'm going to kill your friend, or if you want me to save him, let me cut off your hand. Up to you. This is your decision. Imagine being faced with that decision. Either losing a hand, an arm, or a leg, or having your friend be shot. That was the question that was posed. So Yei Shomim, the Imam Rikatni, said, Shechayiv lahaniach lekate ta'ever hova enomes. You have to give up your limb, because you won't die from losing a hand, losing an arm, to save your friend. It's pikuach nefesh. Pikuach nefesh. So you have to do what you can to save a person's life. That was the psak. And he brings the rise a little bit of a kavachomer. I don't want to get involved right now, but that was the psak of the Maharam Rikatni. So the question was posed to the Radbaz. What does he think? Does he agree to this psak? Should a person give up his own limb to save someone else's life? So the Radbaz gives a few different answers. I'm going to just read for you a few of them that kind of stuck out to me. His first line is, tshuva zu. The tshuva is, zu midas chasidist. It's a midas chasidist. I do not think there's an obligation, he writes, that a person needs to donate his limb to save someone else's life. It's a midas chasidist to do so. It's praiseworthy. But it's certainly not an obligation, not a chiv. And he explains why. So, number one reason I'm going to explain that he says, if you go two lines down in the tshuva here, the bold, he says, Vesu dilma, aide chatichas ha'ever, by cutting off his hand, let's say, afapi she'en ha'neshama tulibo, even though the neshama does not depend on a person's hand, a person could live without a hand. Shema yatsumi menu dam harbe, v'yamus. Maybe so much blood is going to come out from losing his hand, and he'll die from all that blood loss. Who said that your friend that you're saving, his blood is redder than yours? Maybe your blood is more important. So for you to lose the hand and possibly all the blood and die, that doesn't make sense. And he says, I even saw this once. You're going to tell me it doesn't happen? Anirayisi says the Rabbi, I saw with my own eyes, Echad, Shemes, one person who died. How? Aide shesirtu azno sritas dakos. Someone had scratched someone else's ear with many, many scratches. I don't know if they used a blade or whatever they used. Lahoti mehem dam to draw some blood out. The yatsa kolkach, so much blood escaped to this person. Ad shemes, and that person died. And there's nothing as light as, I guess, maybe the lack of blood in the ear, more so than any other limb. And he died from being scratched in the ear. Kavachomer, a guy loses a hand. This is very dangerous. So that's one reason he says there certainly is no chiv to do so. But then he says something very important at the end. He writes the last few lines here. Vesu, moreover, dechsiv darche noam. We know the ways of the Torah is only beautiful and pleasant. V'tzarech shemishpitei Torah seinu. The rules of the Torah, you maskimin al haseichel vasvar. The Torah must make sense to how we understand logic, how we understand society. The Torah does not go against how human nature is. How could we imagine? A person should let himself become blind? To lose his hand? Or his leg? That his friend shouldn't die? That doesn't make sense. Now, there could be a guy who's willing to do that, a guy who's moser nefesh for his friend. But for the Torah to obligate a person to lose his eyesight, to lose his vision, to lose his hand, his leg, the ability to walk, to save someone else, that's not called darche darcheno. Hilkach, therefore, eini roatam ledinze. I don't see this as making sense. Elamidis chasidus. Midas chasidus. The Gemara itself says in a few places, when the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about how do we perform the misa of skila or the misa of sreifa, so there are different options. How does one perform skila? Person violates Shabbos. We throw him off the cliff and we stone him. And the different options, how it should be done, how should sreifa be done. And the Gemara makes some strange possibilities. Where it says, can't be. We can't kill a person in such a way. It doesn't make sense. We're killing the guy. You're killing it. Yet, still, even when we're killing a guy, because he did something wrong, has to be done in a pleasant way. So it's hard to imagine these things, but the Radbaz says it does not make sense that Reuven should lose his vision to save Shimon's life. And therefore, at best, it could be a midas chasidus. The ashrei chelko mishayucha la'amor bezeh. Praiseworthy he who is able to do this. And so it's, if you can, great. But if you can't, it makes total sense. And he said, but there's another layer. That's just in terms of ability to donate something of your own. B'myeh shafek sakadas nefashos, however, if a person's going to endanger himself, which means he'll possibly lose his life for doing so, hareze chasid shote. That's a chasid shote. It's not a chasid. A chasid shote. A guy to do something and losing eyesight, okay, that's a big thing, obviously. It's huge amounts of mesiras nefesh, ein hachanami. But that's not going to endanger his life. A person's going to be willing to endanger his life for doing so, that's a chasid shote. And therefore, the sreika, the de'adif, his own life, putting his life in danger, is more important to protect himself than his friend's vadai, the chaver, the vadai danger that his friend is. So that's in terms of donating or giving up a limb that could put his life in danger. How does this connect? How does this relate to kidney donation? So I'm sure you're thinking about different distinctions already. So the Chashuk Echemed, the Rav Zilberstein, was addressed with this question. Just take a look at number four of the question. Number four, he writes, Adam ha'omed b'matzav pikuach nefesh. A person who's in a state of pikuach nefesh, a person who has kidney failure, v'arofim hodiu, the doctors let him know, shim lo timsalo kli, if he does not find a kidney donation, b'soch shavu, within the next week, hu alu lamos, he's very likely to die. He has a week to live if he does not get a new kidney. U'matzu adam bari, they find a healthy guy, shehu matim l'tshumas ha'kliya, he is a perfect match, for a kidney donation. Haim hu mechuyav litrom es ha'kliya shalom. Is this person who's healthy, does he have an obligation to donate his kidney? He's got two kidneys. He's got an extra kidney. Does he need both kidneys? I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe not. Is he putting himself in danger by giving his kidney up? Is there an obligation to do so? K'dei l'hatzil chaveyo, to save his friend? Or even a guy he doesn't even know? A family member might be different. A friend, let's say, completely random. Many times the kidney donations, you have no idea who the recipient is. It may not even be a Jew for that matter. So is it something you should donate? Oshema eino chai bazeh. Maybe there's no obligation here at all. So look at the answer of the Rav Zilberstein. He quotes this Maamar Kanti we talked about. He quotes the Radbaz. And look at the last few lines of the Rav Zilberstein. He writes, Ach yitachin, it makes sense. Shekol divreim lo nemru ela b'ktias eivar. When the Radbaz was very against a person donating or giving up his hand, it was only giving up a limb. Sheoz chaveiro yichaser eivar begufo. Via mugbo, where a person gives up a part of his body, whereby he's going to be now redefined, to be limited. A person loses his arm, his hand, he's limited what he's able to do. A person loses his eyesight, he's limited what he could do. Now you can start questioning, okay, there might be some limbs that won't limit him. If a guy is missing a pinky toe, let's say, so maybe that won't limit his ability to do things. I don't know how crucial that is. Now I'm saying that a person should do that, but there might be certain limbs that don't affect his ability to function. But when it comes to a hand, that certainly will limit his ability to move and function, rather. About Batrumas, clear when it comes to donating a kidney, Shenu Murgash Klau, he doesn't feel anything, after he recovers from the surgery. Life goes on, normally. V'yachal ha'adam l'achayos b'zeh ad mea v'esim shana. A person could live, Baruch Hashem, a healthy life, 120 years. Below Sivuchim, without any complications. Yitochin, it makes sense, Shegam ha'radbaz yoda, she'adam m'chuyo b'kach, says the Rav Zilberstein, it's a chiv. The only time the Rabbi says there's a midas chasidus is when the person is putting himself in danger and also his life will be restricted moving forward. There's going to be a function of his body that will be limited, losing a leg, losing a hand, losing eyesight. When it comes to this, when it comes to losing a kidney, that's not going to affect his ability to function moving forward. But he just does pull back, Reb Zilberstein. I don't think there's an obligation, though, still nonetheless. Since the surgery, there's danger. Anytime you're going under the knife, there's always a danger. Anytime. Anytime you're put out, they're going inside your body, something could go wrong, the nervous system, something could go wrong, bacteria can enter the body, whatever the complications, there is always some danger. It may not be so prevalent, but there's a danger. And since there is an element of danger, says Reb Zilberstein, I don't think there's an obligation. You don't have to endanger yourself. So again, there are two factors here. Factor one is, will it change how life will be for you giving it up? And secondly, are you endangering your life? So says the Reb Zilberstein, it won't change your life. It's not going to affect how you live. So we've neutralized that concern. But there still is the element of the danger that one goes through in terms of the surgery. So he says it's a good thing, but he's short of saying there's an obligation. Now let's keep going in the tshuvas to see how there seems to be an evolution of this concept. Rav Sternbach writes in number 5, Tshuvas v'Hanagos, Krach Bei Simen Tav Shin Lamed Gimel. He was also asked a similar question. This one's a little bit different in nature because it's referring to a brother and a sister. Where the sister needed the kidney donation and the brother was a match. So She'ela, a Bachara Bachura Tzi'ira, young girl, Laksa B'Kliyoseha, she had some infection, some kidney failure. Vachia, her brother, Shoel, asked the following question. Im alav lisnadev litrom la achas mikol Yosef, does he have an obligation to donate one of his kidneys to his sister? Harofim ta'anim, the doctors claimed, shiratza ritzoy ha'echad mibnei mishpacha hachikrovim yisnadu la klia. It makes more sense that a relative donate, perhaps because of the matching, it makes sense, the similar DNA. So it makes sense that a sibling, if they're able to, should donate. So it was very encouraged. Vachia Shubacher, the young boy, the young brother, Muchan Muzuman Lahakriv Achas Mikhail Yosef. He's prepared to donate, to give over his kidney, one of his kidneys, to his sister. But still, you have to ask Das Torah. You have to ask a Shaila. Aval Nishalti Mitam Chacham Echad Mahu Adin Torah. What does the Torah say about this case? The brother was fine. He was completely okay, 100% willing to give it. But what does the Torah tell me about this case? Im Chayiv O Mutar O Aser. Is there an obligation? Is it just permitted, or perhaps it's even us to do so? What does Torah say about this? So Rav Shermach explains that Shoresh HaSheela, the root of this question, Shikayom Higamkein Yicholo Leachayos Aidei Mechona Dialysis. Meaning, she doesn't really need it. His sister could go on dialysis and go every couple weeks and go to dialysis for a few hours and let it clean out the kidneys and then life will go on. So is she really in danger? She has to connect herself to a machine, a dialysis unit, every few days. So it's a bit of a hassle. She has a very strict diet also. The way she could eat is very different as well. When there's a kidney transplant, she could live a normal life. She could get married. So again, it's a question of quality of life, not danger, no danger. He says there's no danger. Again, I'm not a doctor. My father's a nephrologist. I don't know much about kidneys, though. So I don't know if it's danger or not dangerous, but one who does not get dialysis certainly is in danger. But seemingly a person could live a very long life with dialysis. But again, it affects their diet.
It seems it's not. I think it's limited time. It's
okay.
Like 3 years, not 3 to 5 years.
On dialysis?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So again, so you get a few years, so it's a short-lived life, even with dialysis. So it's not just the normal life, it's simply the longevity of the life as well. So it won't be normal. Different factors. Me'idach Yisra, from the other perspective, Safik Ika, Imanituach Yoel, sometimes the surgery, the transplant won't be effective. Who says it will take? Shlepamim Guf HaMakaba Docha. Sometimes you might donate a kidney, and then the recipient, that body rejects the kidney. That's so sad on many fronts. The one who donated the kidney, and the one who received it, so a person just gave up his kidney for nothing. The oach ein kan pikuach nefesh mamish is not really pikuach nefesh el latzila mechayitzar, just from pain. So now you're telling me again, I don't know, but accepting this as a given, it does actually affect the life of the one who needs the kidneys. Even with dialysis, the lifespan is not so long without a new kidney. So these are the different factors of Shermach Weid. Now this was written earlier, Krach Beis of the earlier times. So it could be more science was found, then you figure out more about the dialysis units. I don't know. But look what he writes. Nira Pashit, it seems obvious to me, Sha'ach Einu Mechuyev Litrom HaKliya, that the brother is not obligated at all to donate the kidney. Af shemitzah tzedakah al krovim. It's a mitzvah of tzedakah. And those relatives who need tzedakah come before anyone else. So the mitzvah tzedakah is certainly in play here. But eino chayiv loses mevarev ubefrat mechionim kemo kiliyah le'atzil achar afilu krovo. But there's no obligation to give up a limb, to give up a leg, to give up a kidney for a sibling. There's a mitzvah to give money to a sibling, if they need, to a relative, but not to give up an organ. And he writes further, V'chein evesi b'makom acher, divrei agon hakadosh maradiskin zetzal, she'as filu sveka deraisa l'chumra, that in general, when we are machmir, when it comes to sveka deraisa, we're machmir, hainu dafka, that's only in the situation we're machmir by sveka deraisa, she'bekim achshav yotzi midei sveka, that when right now, you'll remove the suffix. There'll be no longer a suffix anymore when you're being machmir. You'll save the person's life. Aval im gam achre kim, even after you fulfill this chiv deraisa, suffix deraisa of saving someone else's life, yishar suffix einu chayef. And you're not sure if you accomplish anything. If anything was changed, then there's no obligation. In other words, gam kan ein bar shemol. You don't know if it's going to work. Let's say you know if you're going to give a, donate blood. If I know I'll donate blood, now blood you're not really giving up much because the baruch shem, the body reproduces the blood. But let's say giving up blood, I know it will help that person vadai, so then you should do it. But if you don't know if the kidney will help that person, that's still a case of a suffix. Says the Maharal Diskin, you only have the obligation to be machmir or suffix deraisa if the result will be 100% return. But if that return will not be 100%, then you don't have to invoke suffix deraisa l'chumra and you shouldn't donate the kidney. That's what he says. That's another good topic. Maybe we could talk about that not next week, maybe in 2 weeks, about blood. But it seems that there is no real danger for one who donates blood. There's no downside. I don't see why one would not. Whether there's a chiv, that's a different question. But it certainly would not be an iser. But maybe I'll look into that maybe for in 2 weeks. So how does Rav Schirmbach conclude? Omnom shemati me'rofim. I heard from the doctors. He did his research. Any posek, they can't paskin on medical stuff without speaking to doctors, of course. You have to know doctors. So he spoke to the doctors, many of them, not just one, but many doctors. And she'en kan shum sakonas chayim litorm. There is absolutely no danger for the donor. V'ochia kein pamim harbe. It has been proven over and over again by Baruch Hashem, the many, many donors out there. V'kara rak tzar b'shaitem. It's just the pain of the surgery and the recovery, however long that lasts for. It's painful. It's painful. It's
anytime you go under the knife.
But again, the proven statistics are that it doesn't exist.
What? No, I know that, but I'm just saying that just the thought of being under the knife.
That's up, but again, Baruch Hashem, they know what's going on. The doctors are so much experience, and it's no danger. We'll go through some numbers in just a second.
And just having one kidney is no more risky than having two.
Yes, so they say that doesn't change the fact of how you live. They'll only accept a kidney from a person who's healthy whose kidneys are healthy. That's number one, which means that you don't need two kidneys. And number two is if one of these kidney donors, Chas Hashem, need a kidney donation, they jump to the top of the line because they've donated one of their own. They have a system whereby if you ever need one, you go to the top of the line. So they have that safety net, but I don't know the numbers, but I don't think they've ever needed it because they only take those from the healthiest people. So he says there's no danger in this case of going through the knife. The only pain that you have to go through of giving the kidney and the recovery, it's a painful experience, my understanding. I have one friend, a couple of people I know gave kidneys. I have one friend who donated bone marrow. That's a very painful process, very painful, a lot of recovery. So it's tzar b'shaita, though. It's very painful, but it's they're not understood to be a danger. So Kasav, he writes the last few lines here. Kasav de mikol makom, yesh bezeh midas chasidus, to midas chasidus, to do such a thing. V'ashrei mi sheyachal amod bezeh, praiseworthy is he who's able to accomplish this. V'kol shekein, certainly achoso, to one's own sister, Shimi Basaro, they come from the same flesh. Shekoshelo, imagine this brother watching his sister grow up in such a way. Liros Bitsara Kochaya, her whole life in such a way, having to go to dialysis and not being able to eat properly. Bitishar Basula Bebes Harv, not being able to get married and staying single in the parents' house the rest of her life. There is no obligation to donate his own limbs, his own body parts, his own organs. That I see that it's incredible midas chasidus. He's just short of encouraging it, but he seems like he's really encouraging it, certainly for a sibling. Now, I don't see any svardim around here. Oh, I see one svardim here. So what does Rav Avadya say about this? What does Rav Avadya say about about kidney donations. So he has a whole tshuva. He goes through the whole sugya, kedarko, and he quotes some tshuvas from Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss. This is the last page now. I didn't underline them. I'll just pull them out and explain what he says. The Minchas Yitzchak thought it was usher to donate a kidney. And he said, because there's a great danger whenever you go under the knife, it's dangerous to do such a thing. And he says, maybe the individual, the donor, might need a second kidney in the future. And he asked it. The Tzitz Eliezer also, he asked this as well. He thought this was not correct. And it's great danger. So Rav Adya says, these tshuvas are outdated. They're outdated. Because maybe in the beginning when kidney donations were new, and they didn't know every part of it and all the different variants, now the doctors know exactly what they're doing. It's no longer dangerous. Let's just read the last few lines of Rav Avadia, how he concludes. And then I'll share, finally, Rav Asher Weiss, what his thought is. Rav Avadia writes the last few lines on the last page here in bold. L'chein nira she'iker l'alacha, she'mutter, it's mutter, he says, to donate a kidney. V'gam mitzvah litrum, clear, there's also a mitzvah in donating a kidney. Achas mikol yosef. La talos chayev shaladim, to save someone else's life, mi yisrael, another yid's life. Hashari b'sakana b'machlas haklayos, a person who's living a life of kidney failure, and you're able to donate your kidney to him to save him? He says, it's mutter, and there's a mitzvah as well, says Rav Avadia. V'ru'uya mitzvah zu l'hagin al torm elef hamagin, and now doing that mitzvah, he says, will serve to protect the kidney donor. On a, not a, a, in a physical level, but on a spiritual level. By him doing such a mitzvah, it's going to protect him as well. Umikomakam Yoso says, Vaday sheish lasa zos rak ayde rofim mumchen. Make sure you use a good doctor, he's saying, right? An obvious point. Go to a good doctor. Don't go to some third, world country. Go to good doctors. Vishomer mitzvah lo yada davarav. Those who are involved in mitzvahs won't know any bad, he says. And therefore, he seems to be encouraging this. Hashem Yisbarach Yishlach Dvarov Yirpa L'chol Chol Am Yisrael Kamur Shalom Shalom L'Rachol L'Karv Amar Hashem Yifalsav. So we see Rav Avadia, Rav Shemach, Rav Zilberstein, all were very much in favor of this. Again, they all said Midas Chasidus. No one said Chiv. Said Midas Chasidus. They did not discourage it, but they were just short of encouraging it. But you see from their languages, there was a lot of encouragement under their language. One last, yeah. Oh, that's a good topic also. That's we could do that. That's also a very good topic. Let's put that. We'll do blood. Let me write these down so I don't forget. Blood donations and afterlife organ donations. Okay, excellent. Let's finish off with Rav Asher Weiss, what he thinks about kidney donations. Just a few lines. We'll stop a little early, I guess. So he goes through, again, the same sugya. All the sources that we've quoted, these are the basic sources of kidney donations, donations in general, kidney donations. And he says, Kasher hasakana lematzio, zenicha biyoser. Zenicha means negligent. It doesn't exist. I mean, when the donor, the danger posed to the donor is almost non-existent. When that's the case. Karov hadavar, it's close. Shechiv gamarhu. He says it's almost an obligation of the donor to give his kidney. When there's almost zero danger that he's facing. Vishomer mitzvah lo yada davara. And those who perform mitzvahs won't know any evil. And then he says further, he brings some proofs from the Radbaz that we saw, that he thinks the Radbaz would agree to this as well. I'll read the last few paragraphs. V'derech zuniris ikibena, this is what appears to me to be correct. Ki mevadshi miyasheves machedes, aside from the fact that this answers all the shilas and the poskim and the gemaras. Mevadshi nismechas midivei Radbaz, he also thinks it's the Radbaz's opinion that the Radbaz would agree that this should be a chiv nowadays. Remember, the Radbaz has 2 points here. One is you give an organ, a limb, where it's going to change how you live life. That doesn't happen by kidney. Secondly, if you endanger yourself, there's no danger here. Like he's saying, there's kimat no danger. Rav Avadia said that. Rav Asher Weiss says that. He spoke to the doctors. Kimat no danger. He gam misa. We should also, by the way, in these topics, speak about cosmetic surgeries as well. Because at least by these cases, there's a mitzvah. Anytime you go under the knife, so then there's always a danger. But again, the danger is so small, connecting the mitzvah. But for cosmetic surgery, the question is the gain. What's the gain there? That's a danger. What is the gain that's going to be? So maybe another topic we could discuss that as well. But he says that I think this is the correct understanding of the sugya. Now this is the punchline of Rav Asher. Rav Asher writes, "Umishum kach nir, it appears to me, the kasher medubar b'chumas moach etzem, which means bone marrow. Etzem is the bone. Moach is the brain of the bone, the bone marrow." When speaking about bone marrow, shasakana litorim, he kimat ofsis. When it comes to the donor, this came out zero danger to the bone marrow donor. He's not losing a kidney. The bone marrow, it reproduces itself. It comes back. It's like donating blood. So the danger is so distant, it's a chiv gomer, he writes, to donate bone marrow. If a person's a match for bone marrow, Rav Asher Y says there's an obligation to donate bone marrow, which I assume you'd say by blood as well. There's no danger at all, especially you're not going to the knife. When it comes to bone marrow, they put you out. You go, you give blood, there's no danger at all. People might pass out. They give you some cookies and apple juice afterwards to keep you awake. There's zero. It's fine. They're saying zero danger and only upside for it. So I imagine Rav Asher Weiss, among many others, would all say there's an obligation, but we'll save that for another topic if there's what to talk about. That's all with respect to bone marrow donations. Benogeya l'tshumas clear, when it comes to donating a kidney, lule d'mistafina mechadra, which is a language that, had I not been scared of my friends to say something different, which means I really want to argue with my contemporaries, the other postgame, I want to say this. Had they not said it was just me, this chassidus, I would have said, Rav Asher Weiss says, libi note, and my heart is inclined to say, shayom nowadays, chiv gomer hu. He says, there's an obligation to do so, he says. The chol machakrin, all those who looked into this, mochichim, it all proven, shasakani latorim, the donor's danger, Kitanimot, it's such a small danger for the kidney donor, kimat zenichat, it almost doesn't exist. Vasikoi lahatzil gadol mot, and the ability to save someone's life is so great. That's what he wants to say, because no one else says it, he can't. So he finishes off saying, ach mikomakam, borer dehavi midas chasidus. In the end, it's just the midas chasidus, v'chein roi linog v'roi lo'odeid hanagazu. It's very praiseworthy to do so. It's an incredible mitzvah, and again, shomer mitzvah, lo yada davara. So no one's obligated to, according to all the posts we've seen, but one who does so has performed an incredible mitzvah of saving someone else's life, and it's a midas chasidus, an incredible midas chasidus. Okay, so we'll stop here. No shir next week, but Amir Tzashem, we'll continue that. The following week, maybe we'll talk about either blood donations, maybe bone marrow donations, or maybe just organ donations after death. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.